From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Opening statements are expected tomorrow in the first trial to come out of last year's sniper shootings in and around Washington, D.C. John Allen Muhammad faces charges for the murder of Dean Harold Myers, one of 10 people killed over a three-week period. Among those expected in the Virginia Beach courtroom is Lee Boyd Malvo, who was accused of being Muhammad's teenage accomplice. To learn more about the case, we've invited Sari Horowitz to join us. She is a reporter for The Washington Post who covered the shooting spree and then wrote a book about it called Sniper. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Authorities have described the evidence against Muhammad as circumstantial. I know there's been a lot of reporting on this case, but can you just review very briefly what the evidence is?
It is circumstantial, but it's a powerful case. First of all, the ballistics. The bullet fragments found in Dean Myers' body match the gun found in the Chevy Caprice in which Malvo and Muhammad were in when they were arrested. Also, there was a map dropped at the crime scene, and on that map there are fingerprints of both Muhammad and Malvo.
And you mentioned this car in which they were found. It had been modified for use
exactly.
As a...
There was a hole in the back of the trunk that they think they used to sort of sight. There were bungee cords in the back that they used to lift the trunk ever so slightly and shoot through.
Now, is it entirely clear who pulled the trigger in this particular murder? Let's just talk about this one first.
No one saw Muhammad pull the trigger, and the defense is going to jump on that. That's going to be a very important part of their case under the so-called trigger man rule in Virginia, which is you've got to show who pulled the trigger. The defense team is going to argue no one saw Muhammad pull the trigger.
How's the prosecution get around that?
The prosecution is going to argue that Muhammad was the captain of the killing team, that it's not necessary to show who pulled the trigger. There's evidence, for example, the fingerprints on the map. And also, Lee Boy Malvo gave a confession.
Is this evidence the reason that they're trying the Dean Myers killing first? Is the evidence stronger there than in some of the other killings?
We believe it's pretty strong evidence from that case, and that's one of the factors. But of course, the other factor is that if convicted in Virginia, Muhammad faces the death penalty.
I just want to make sure this is entirely clear. Even if he didn't pull the trigger, and even with Virginia's trigger man law that you described, Muhammad could still face the death penalty.
Yes, because they're bringing the charges not only under the capital murder statute, but under a new statute, a terrorism statute, that hasn't been tested, but basically says if you have terrorized or intimidated the community, and of course anyone who lived here knows the community was absolutely terrorized, that even if we can't prove who pulled the trigger, this man terrorized and intimidated the community.
You spent a lot of time as you were researching your book trying to learn about these two accused killers. What did you learn about the relationship between the two of them? How did the older man relate to the younger man?
They had a twisted father-son relationship. Malvo was born in Jamaica. His mother was rarely there. She was sort of following her dreams of a better life, trying to find better work on other islands. His father wasn't a part of his life. There was really no adult figure in his life. And they eventually moved to Antigua in 1999 and met John Muhammad. He had abducted his children and was living in Antigua. And Malvo's mother left him once again to move to America. She got illegal documents from John Muhammad. He was left there once again, no parent figure in his life. And we believe he was extremely attracted to John Muhammad, this swashbuckling military man who had all kinds of stories, and he gave money and gifts to this youngster and promised him a better life and brought him to America.
So that's what attracted Malvo to Muhammad, but what attracted Muhammad to Malvo?
Well, Muhammad has said to people that he wanted revenge. He was very bitter, and he told Malvo's mother, who wanted Malvo back with her, that he needed Malvo. He needed an obedient child. He clearly had a mission that we believe brought him to this area, and that was to kill his ex-wife.
Well, now this gets to the heart of the defense that Lee Malvo is going to present, or his defense is going to present when his time comes at trial. Do you think it is fair to think of Lee Malvo as merely an obedient child here who was following the orders of someone else and maybe did not quite realize what he was doing?
Well, this is the question that the jury will struggle with, because there are two pictures of Lee Malvo that emerge. One from the six-hour confession, which is this chilling, detailed account where Malvo is boasting and bragging about these shootings and laughing about them and talking about how it was a mission with a strategy and a battle plan. That's one picture. The other one is the one that we found out about in the islands, this sort of kind, smart, obedient child who was greatly influenced by meeting John Muhammad.
Sari Horowitz is the co-author with Michael Ruane of Sniper. Thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.